Yes, he said. I am. Silence filled the messroom. Hawser waited for a reaction. Instead, the sound of a door opening came from down the corridor through the accommodation section. They all looked at the doorway. Nysin appeared, wearing only a pair of grubby, stained shorts. His hair was sticking out in every direction, his eyes were slits, his skin was patchy with dry and moist areas, and his face was very pale. A smell of drink gradually worked its way through the mess. He looked round the room, yawned, nodded at them, pointed vaguely at some of the still unclear debris lying around and said,
"This place is nearly in as big a mess as my cabin. You'd think we'd been manoeuvring or something. Sorry, thought it was time to eat. Think I'll go back to bed."
He yawned again and left. The door closed. Balveda was laughing quietly. Hawser could see some tears in her eyes. The others just looked confused. The drone said, "Well, Mr. Observant there is probably the only person on this mobile asylum with an untroubled mind at the moment." The machine turned on the table, scratching the surface as it faced Hawser. "Are you really claiming to be one of these fabled human impersonators?" it asked with a sneer in its voice. Hawser looked down the table, then into Yalson's wary, frowning eyes. "That's what I am." "They're extinct?" Avager said, shaking his head. "They're not extinct," Balveda told him, her thin, finely moulded head turning briefly to the old man. "But they're part of the Adiran sphere now, absorbed. Some of them always did support the Adirans. The rest either left or decided they might as well throw in their lot with them. Hawser's one of the first lot. Can't stand the culture. He's taking you all to Shah's world to kidnap a shipwrecked mind for his Adiran masters. A culture mind. So that the galaxy will be free from human interference and the Adirans can have a free run at..." "All right, Balveda," Hawser said. She shrugged.
"You're Hawser,"
Yalson said, pointing at him. He nodded. She shook her head.
I don't believe it.
I'm starting to come round to the drone's way of thinking. You're both crazy. You took a nasty blow to the head, Craiglin, and you, lady," she looked at Balveda, "have had your brains scrambled by this thing." Yalson picked up the stun gun and then put it down again. "I don't know," Wubslin said, scratching his head and looking at Hawser as though he was some sort of exhibit. "I thought the captain seemed a bit strange. I couldn't imagine him doing what he just did in the GSV.
"What did you do, Hawser?" Balveda said. "I seem to have missed something. How did you get away?"
"I flew out, Balveda. Used the fusion motors and the laser and blasted out."
"Really?"
Balveda laughed again, throwing her head back. She went on laughing, but her laughter was a little too loud, and the tears were coming too quickly to her eyes.
"Oh, well, I am impressed. I thought we had you."
"When did you find out?" he asked her quietly. She sniffed and tried to wipe her nose on her shoulder.
"What? That you weren't Craiglin?"
She played her tongue along her top lip.
"Oh, just before you came aboard. We had a microdrone pretending to be a fly. It was programmed to land on anybody approaching the ship while it was in the small bay, and take a skin cell or hair or something away with it. We identified you from your own chromosomes. There was another agent outside. He must have used his effector on the bay controls when he monitored you starting to get ready to leave. I was supposed to do whatever I could if you appeared. Kill you, capture you, disable the ship, anything. But they didn't tell me until too late. They knew somebody might overhear if they warned me, but they must have started to get worried."
"That was the noise you heard from her kit bag," Hawser told Yalson, "just before I zapped her." He looked back at Balveda. "I got rid of the gear, by the way, Balveda. Dumped it all through the vac tubes. Your bomb went off." Balveda seemed to sag a little further in her seat. He guessed that she had been hoping her gear was on board. At the very least, she might have been hoping the bomb had still to be triggered, and that while she would die, she would not die in vain, or alone.
"Oh, yes," she said, looking down at the table. "The vac tubes." "What about Craiglin?"
Yalson asked. "He's dead," Hawser said. "I killed him."
"Oh, well,"
Yalson tuttered, and wrapped her fingers on the table surface.
"That's that. I don't know if you two really are mad or if you're telling the truth, Both possibilities are pretty awful.